Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Today I want to talk to you about what means Japan cars in foreign countries. Yes, I found myself in Middle East and I want to make a video for you. Now I'm here in my hotel rooms and I want to talk to about the cars I see here. See here and the differences between here and Europe, where I live. And I can see that here there is a lot of Japan cars, more than in Europe. And these Japan cars has an old tradition, because I can see here there are old Japan cars. There are Japan cars that belong to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 0, the 10s. So there is just a tradition of these cars. And over the differences that we can see about the model, that some are not sold in Europe, some you see have dedicated changes and modification, is that here the car needs to be really affordable and reliable. I mean, here there is the winter is more or less like our spring summer season. In summer here the temperature rise easily 45 or 50 Celsius degrees. So consider what is the stress that mechanics, engines, air conditioning, plastic, rubber seals, everything in the car is submitted, because just only the temperature inside the car when it's parked at the sun. Consider what is the temperature that can rise inside. So the leather, the seats, the dashboard, the handle of the gear transmission, the wheel, everything is stressed more than in Europe. And consider even what happens to the exterior plastics, the paint, the metal, the everything is stressed with the temperature and the changes of temperature between the day and the night. We can consider even about the oil, about the cooling water, the liquids, all the electrical engine that we have inside the car. So for example, for the mirror, the electric mirror, all the electric system, the batteries, even if they're not hybrid car, but even the battery itself to make the engine turn on and everything, the wire, the cables, everything is more stressed. And even we can consider if we use this car to go to make just a ride on the sand dunes. So just the jeeps, consider all the stress that the sand can take to the spinning gears, to the mechanical suspension, to the wheels, to the brakes. Hi guys, sorry I come back. I just have to answer to a phone call, so I have just had to interrupt my video and start again. Yes, I was just to finish the consideration about what here is the landscape and the environment affected the cars that are sold here, and seeing that here the more reliable car are almost all Japan cars. So I can tell you the brand, the same brand that we see, so Mitsubishi, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, and so on, and say that this car have usual hundreds of thousands of miles on on the their history. So it's just something that make me think that here maybe the Japan developed their reliability and affordability for their car just testing in these countries where the environment has stronger elements that make under stress the car itself. Just consider that for example, to go off-road here, yes, I told a Jeep before, you could have a Jeep, you could have a Toyota Land Cruiser, could have Mitsubishi Pajero, Toyota Prado, okay, but could even have a Nissan, and Nissan Jeep, or yes, we can find here even some Mercedes, some Jeep, so Grand Cherokee, Wrangler, And yes, we see even there is a lot of SUV. So BMW X5, X6, X3, X4, whatever you want, even Mercedes. We can have yes, the G-Class overall, really, really strong. But just I consider that when I went a couple of years ago, sorry, more than a couple of years ago, on the sand dune experience, the journey on the Toyota Land Cruiser, the big one, and was really, really amazing how this car was used at the maximum RPM, but without any consideration or worries from the drivers. Just we were, the sensation was just like going on with a boat on the waves of the sea, but it was a car. So we made jumps, we go on the sand dune, on the sides, climbing, downhill, and the car, I thought every day was using this way, and was really normal. So just I am really impressed of what here a client of cars looks for a car. If it looks of a car that is reliable, it is very strong, it is affordable, and maybe it doesn't look the same thing that we look in Europe in our cars. So even here, the use of the car, the need of you, what you need from a car is maybe something that have a very strong air conditioning system, but the affordability is very important, because if you stop on a road where in the summer and just waiting for help, or because your car stopped more than 1 or 2 hours, it could be really, really difficult. Because if there is 50 degrees of temperature, if you don't have water, you cannot wait a lot so long. So it's just interesting. I will have, I will make other videos in the next days. Thumbs up, guys, subscribe to my channel, and I will proceed in the analysis of cars used here in the Middle East. Bye, guys.